The resident president from the BBC.
Hey, there goes another one.
Eh?
Who would be next, I wonder?
What?
Could be me. Or more likely you.
What are you on about, Olushambos?
Campaore.
Ah, Campari, the well-known drink. Goes well with soda.
Listen to the idiot. Look, I'm talking about Blaise Campaore, the leader. Or rather, the former leader of Burkina Faso.
Drank himself to death, did he?
Ousted. 27 years of service to Burkina Faso. A lifetime of dedication and hard work. And then, bang.
Falls over. Drunk. Too much Campari and soda.
No. He strives. He serves. He sacrifices. He selflessly offers to stay on for a few more years. And then what happens? A couple of unelected, ignorant men in uniform tell him his services are no longer required. Au revoir. Adieu. Allez-vous-en. How dare they? It's treason. Treachery. Murderers. Coup plotters.
What goes around comes around, Olushambos.
What?
I think Campaore knows a thing or two about treachery.
Oh, surely not. The man was a decent, upstanding Democrat. Loved and elected by his people not once, not twice, but three times.
I think he came rather late to democracy, Olushambos. In 1987, he overthrew his best friend.
No.
Probably murdered him too.
Ah, come off it. Who did he kill?
The then president, Thomas Sankara.
Well, I'm sure Sankara deserved it. Corrupt, wasn't he?
Don't think so.
Hated by the people.
I think the people loved him.
He was in the pay of the imperialists?
On the contrary. He refused to accept foreign aid, cut off ties with France, told the IMF and World Bank to jump in the river.
I see.
Thomas Sankara was a star, a shining light, a beacon.
Oh, yes. So what exactly did he do? Improved the plumbing at the presidential palace, or invited Colonel Gaddafi for lunch?
He changed the name of the country from Upper Volta to Burkina Faso, land of upright men.
A big deal.
He had a nationwide literacy program.
Really?
He vaccinated 2 million children against meningitis, yellow fever, and measles. Redistributed land, outlawed female circumcision, forced marriages, and polygamy. Appointed women to high government positions. Encouraged communities to build schools and health centers. He couldn't have done more in the short time he was in office. And he got overweight civil servants onto the streets to take some exercise.
Foolish man.
In what way?
Well, if you redistribute land, some people will lose land.
And rightly so.
And if you appoint women to high office, that means there'll be less room for men in top jobs.
And about time, too.
And if you educate the whole nation, then there'll be millions of people thinking they should have better jobs. And if they don't catch measles or meningitis, they'll probably live longer. And the population will surge, and there'll be more people wanting land and crying out for better jobs. And the whole thing, hey, will be one big mess. So frankly, Blaise did a good thing getting rid of Mr. Sankara. Think of the damage he might have done.
He destroyed a dream, Olushambos. And not just for the people of Upper Volta, for the whole African continent.
Well, I'm surprised he didn't change the name of the country again. Land of Upright Men. How silly is that?
So, back to Upper Volta?
Very dull. How about Blaise? That has a ring to it.
Mm-mm. Countries should not be named after people.
Why not? Towns are, streets are, lakes are, provinces are. Queen Victoria has left her name all over the world. And why not Blaise?
Or Olushambos.
Eh? Now there's a thought.
Mm-hmm. Upper Olushambos. Oloa Olushambos.
You have left out Mid Olushambos.
Tune in next week for more resident presidents from the BBC.